With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Russian President Putin says he views U.S. proposals to end the war in Ukraine as a starting point for talks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ahead of this coming week's Moscow visit by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, the Russian leader insisted that Ukrainian forces must withdraw or face Russia's larger army. Putin views President Trump's proposed peace plan as a discussion framework, not a draft agreement. Kremlin officials have had little to say so far about the peace plan that was put forward last week by the president. Since launching the invasion, Putin has shown no willingness to budge from his goals in Ukraine, despite Donald Trump's push for a settlement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
South Africa won't be allowed to attend next year's G20 summit in the U.S. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Trump says he's barring South Africa from attending the 2026 summit because South Africa refused to hand over the G20 hosting responsibilities to a senior representative of the U.S. Embassy in South Africa when the summit ended. And he says he stopped all payments and subsidies to South Africa. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he considered the U.S. decision to appoint a local embassy official for the G20 handover as an insult, and he calls Trump's statement regrettable. I'm Donna Warder.
A major snowstorm in the Midwest and Great Lakes is affecting Thanksgiving travelers. The National Weather Service reports winter storm warnings from North Dakota to Ohio. Forecasters warn of airport delays and slowed traffic as snow could fall at more than an inch per hour. By yesterday morning, northern Iowa had over 8 inches of snow. Chicago and other parts of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana are expecting similar amounts. This is SRN News. A New Jersey spa must let men into women's spaces.
King's Spa in Palisades Park bills itself as the largest Korean spa and sauna on the East Coast and caters to both men and women. But they have separate bathrooms and locker rooms, and now that is ending. Superior Court Judge Thomas Sarlo has ruled that King's Spa cannot bar men who are living as women from using the women's facilities under terms of New Jersey's non-discrimination statutes. A 35-year-old man sued the business in 2022. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 18 million Bibles have been sold in the U.S. this year as part of a five-year boom in Bible sales, highlighted by an uptick of 2.4 million sold in September alone. While publishers can track how many copies of the scriptures were sold, they don't have demographic details of the buyers. Tim Wildsmith, a former college campus minister, wonders if the tumult of the last 5 years is playing a role. This is SRN News. A renowned British playwright has passed away.
Tom Stoppard, who won an Academy Award for the screenplay for 1998's Shakespeare in Love, has died. He was 88 years old. In a statement released on Saturday, United Agents said that Stoppard died peacefully at his home in Dorset in southern England, surrounded by his family. They said the playwright will be remembered for his works, for their brilliance and humanity, and for his wit and generosity of spirit, and his profound love of the English language. They added, "It was an honor to work with Tom and to know him." I'm Karen Chamas.
Major retail chains and tech companies are offering new or updated artificial intelligence tools in time for the holiday shopping season. They hope to give consumers an easier gift buying experience and themselves an augmented share of online spending, although AI-powered purchases are still in the early stages. More details at srnnews.com.